My foster mother was the loveliest person I've ever known. She was marvellous. I have met my real mother, and of course she's lovely as well, but I met her when in the early 80s, and as much as I wanted to meet my real mum, my foster mother was the one who brought me up and I live with. And so she's my mum, my foster mum, if you know what I mean. My foster mum swore me something rotten. I know some of the children at school had terrible foster parents, but mine was fantastic. She spoiled me. I keep saying it, but she spoiled me something terrible. Do you know what she used to do? I was an avid reader. I love reading. And she used to buy me comics. Not the comics you see nowadays. These were comics called The Wizard, The Rover, The Adventurer, The Hotspur. And they weren't comics with pictures. They were comics with stories. And I used to read and read and read. And that's why I'm a good speller. And I remember words. Anyway, these comments come out weekly. So, when, after I'd come home on holiday, what I used to find was big pile of Wizards, big pile of Hotspurs, big pile of the whole comics she would buy me and put me all in week order. So when I came on holiday, I could go straight through and start reading, which I used to do. And she had them all stacked up for me. She spent a fortune. I'd come home from holiday, and I'd run indoors and I'd go straight to the cupboard. I knew they were there. They're all stacked up in piles. Thanks, Mum. She'd hurry up and get undressed, get your clothes off, you know, get other school clothes, get your other clothes on, and whoosh, up there, straight away reading. I loved it.